Let's listen to Danny Lakey and turn it up to the ceiling. Everything could go so wrong, but you'll be so happy. It's Danny Lakey, yeah. It's Danny
right across
Lakey.
Australia, this is the Danny Lakey Show.
It's Danny Lakey.
Ah, the humble cigarette, to ban or not to ban? It's not really my question. It was more a proposal put forward by health authorities and governmental figures. And I had to guess how much of society agreed with it. I'm not here to make the rules, but I will enforce them if I have to. Also, perfectly reasonable movie sequels. The very first AI bartender named Cecilia is mixing drinks for you a little bit later on in the night. Yeah, get your pina coladas out.
What?
Plus a classic tale of a couple moving in together trying to create a vision board. What do they say? Teamwork makes the dream work. But first things first. Doesn't life just have a funny way of tapping you on the shoulder and surprising you? No, much more evident than today when I was reading an article, just doing the rounds on the news websites, checking out the mainstream media, just bringing it to the masses every night from 7 till 10, obviously perusing through the content today. I saw one article, I thought, God, this reeks of a bit of clickbait, doesn't it? Tips and hacks that'll make doing laundry less of a chore. Oh, yeah. Oh, gather round. Gather round on 9now.com.au because we've got laundry hacks for you. I mean, oh, do I even dare? Do I even bother clicking? I mean, how many hacks can there be when it comes to laundry? Right, don't put the whites and the colours on a hot wash or wear pink at your own peril. I've seen it before. I hate the laundry. I hate doing the laundry. I hate thinking about doing the laundry. I hate even being in the presence of the laundry room. I've been known to just go out and buy more clothes rather than doing my dirty laundry. Put it off a couple more days. What I read next was nothing short of spectacular. One of life's great surprises. It started out like any other clickbaity article. Just when you think you're on top of it, there's another load to throw on the machine, it reads. Or take off the line, or fold and put away. It can be time-consuming and tedious. There are ways to make it easier. Yeah, how easy? Come on then. Show us your best laundry hacks. First one. And it was in a slideshow. There was probably about 13 tips and hacks all up. I thought, that's a lot of tips and hacks. It's probably 10 or 11 more tips and hacks than I knew about. Tip number one. Hack number one. Chalk for greasy marks. My jumpers are riddled with greasy marks. I thought, well, I've never been able to get out my grease before. Here's the laundry hack. Grease stains can be one of the biggest nightmares to deal with, but surprisingly, a weird staple helps. Keep a couple of pieces of chalk in the laundry. You can rub a bit on the grease mark to completely get rid of it. Chalk hack. All of a sudden, my arousal was piqued. I thought, God, if that's number one, what are the rest of the hacks? I perused a little more. Next one. No more crunchy towels. God, I hate crunchy towels. Oh, I've already exfoliated in the shower. I don't need to do it a second time. Hanging up wet washing on the line is something we all do, it says, but it's never fun when you've got to bring in a load of towels in and they're hard and crunchy. To avoid crunchy towels and wrinkly clothes, vigorously shake the towels before putting them on the line. No more crust.
Holy hell!
All of a sudden I'm hopped up, I'm giddy. I started putting a load on, if I'm being completely fair. Another great hack. This one I'd never heard of before. Speed up the drying process in the tumble dryer. One trick for getting bulky items like your pillows and bedding to dry quicker is by throwing two or three tennis balls into the dryer too. It not only helps them dry faster, it can keep them nice and fluffy whilst preventing all the materials from getting twisted. What? I hate that. That's why I only wash my bed sheets twice a year, because I'm sick of it just turning into a big ball and needing to dry for 8 hours straight. Makes
Danny,
no sense to me.
Did you just...
Makes no sense to me.
No. Seriously?
It has been on good record before that, yes, I'm a twice-a-year bed washer.
No.
Previous to Wednesday, 17th of November with these new hacks. This is what I'm saying. These hacks have inspired a grubby man, a gross man, a dirty man
so
to start washing
hacks,
his linen.
I just one question. Mm. What colour are your sheets?
Navy blue.
Oh, you think you can hide all the dirt in the navy blue?
Oh, no, they're white. They are just literally navy blue right now.
Disgusting.
Here's another hack. This is the cherry on top. Iron your clothes in the dryer. Are you kidding me? All you need is a dryer and a couple of ice cubes. Toss your wrinkled clothes in the dryer with an ice cube or two. Put the machine on the hottest setting. The ice will melt, creating steam. Your clothes will come out crease-free. Laundry hack. now want to dabble in the linen industry. I'm thinking about quitting the game and just opening up my own laundromat. I am excited and I'm addicted. 133353 Laundry Hacks.
Danny Lakey wants to know all your laundry hacks.
So I can learn to launder again.
Yeah. Help Lakey launder again. Help make Australia clean again. Plenty of people have been putting off their laundry because they just didn't know about this hidden undercurrent of great laundry hacks. Clean, crisp linens. 133353 DIY powders, mixes, chemicals. 133353 Daniel in Melbourne. You're a man who's done some laundry in the past.
Yeah, I do it weekly, yeah.
Wow, frequent. Nice.
Hold single on, man. Did you hear that, Danny? Weekly. Weekly.
This is a man who obsesses over his laundry. Weekly. He obsesses over his laundry. Nothing wrong with that. There's two types of people in this world, the weekly and the monthlies. But so what's the hack?
Put a dry clean towel in your dryer. Mm. Will dry the clothes faster. It absorbs the moisture.
Hang on. So you're talking a dry towel, no washing of the towel, no nothing of the towel, just your regular towel in with the rest, and it somehow screws it. I mean, this
absorbs the moisture faster, so you're using less power, and your cycle goes shorter.
It's a win-win. The laundry win-win. I'd probably pair this up with a couple of tennis balls. I've got a hack of my own, so I'd probably add the toweling and the tennis balls for ultra-fast drying. Probably save even more.
There you go. You got 15 minutes. Loads done.
Yeah. Well, you scratch my back, I'll scratch your hack. Thank you very much. We had Phil who called in. He had to go. Probably got to put on a quick load right now. Probably. Here he's got some colours that he's dying to get to, but he said that fresh blood on an item, you just put salt on it until it dries.
Yes, Danny, it's a good tip. He said he was in the car and your laundry chat inspired him, so he's gone inside to wash his sheets, something that you should do.
The nation will collectively wash their sheets tonight, and I'm going to go home and treat myself to a load as well. What I do need is a hack, actually, how to get rid of already dried blood, because I didn't know Phil's hack before. Had I've known it a couple of weeks ago, I wouldn't have a big trail of blood on my doona. Popped a zit, you see, on the back, and I think it bled slowly through the night, and now it's that brown colour. So if anyone's got a hack for old blood, I've heard the new blood stuff, need some old blood, some old classics as well.
Listen, if you're dating any girls in the current future, you're going to need to wash your sheets because girls like clean sheets. Yeah. I mean,
you know what?
Sexy.
This isn't my first rodeo. Girls do not know the difference between clean sheets and my dirty bed sheets.
Maybe the girls
they
you date.
They don't. Yeah. Whoa! Shots fired early in the night. No, honestly, I've told people before, oh, yeah, I've got fresh sheets. Like, oh, these smell nice. I'm like, you have no idea. These are 4 weeks old. People just like the idea of fresh sheets. They don't actually know the difference. Sue in Colleton, hello.
Hi, Danny. They must be drunk if they don't know the difference.
Guys, let's not... This is one small chink in my armour. A man is allowed a weakness. I don't wash my bed sheets very often. It's never harmed me in the past. Nevertheless, I will from now on. Now, you sound like a lady who loves to launder.
Yes, I don't mind laundering, but you can shake the towels all day long, but they'll still be crusty if you do not use fabric softener.
Whoa. Big call. This is a couple of words I've never heard before. So just the shaking alone will not mean that they're not crusty. It has to be a fabric softener gun.
Correct.
Okay, cool.
Not too much.
No.
Because then they'll be too soft when you're wiping yourself. You
too
like
soft.
A little bit of...
Too
soft. Yeah, a little bit of resistance when you're wiping yourself.
No,
so
I like to,
just
I like
a
to
little
feel...
bit of fabric softener. No. And it smells nice too.
No such thing for me as too soft. Now that I'm an experienced launderman, I like to feel like the four-year-old boy in those Cuggly Wuggly ads who's all cozy in his dressing gown. I'm going for extra soft. Jenny and Glen Orkey, good evening to you.
Good evening, Danny.
Right up your alley. You've been hanging out for this one. Laundry hack.
Yep. With grubby tea towels, what I do is I soak them in nappy sand. With hot water overnight. Then the next day, most of the stains are out and just give them a quick wash and Bob's your uncle, they're nice and white. And the same thing could go for your doona, Danny.
Ah, I was waiting for that.
Soak your doona in the soak your yep. I presume yeah, your doona is yeah. white?
Yeah.
Your doona is white?
Yeah.
Soak your doona overnight in nappy sand and hot water.
Yeah, well, I've soaked my doona overnight before. So I'm glad because I don't have any tea towels, by the way, either. I'm living a tea towel-less existence. Michelle in Bundoora, hello.
Hi, love. How are you?
All right, good. Thanks, love. What's the laundry hack, love?
My hack is I work full-time and I couldn't afford to wash every night.
Mm.
So when I washed, I would microwave them in the end. Only socks.
Microwave? What, wet your socks and then microwave them dry?
Well, they dry overnight and what didn't dry, I then microwave them to get them to dry properly.
Just a little booster shot in the morning. It's bloody genius is what it is. Definitely cheaper than any other method of drying. Alan in Victoria, wrap this up on 133353, one of the great laundry hacks.
Yep. So obviously I grew up in a rough area and dried blood. What my mum used to do would be put fresh lemon squeezed out onto it and leave it overnight and then send it through the machine.
Yes, great. I know what I'm doing on the way home. Picking myself up a fresh lemon. Let me play a song. I've also got a Bosch front loader I'm looking at investing in.
The Danny Lakey Show Catch-Up Podcast. Meanwhile, Sarah and Gareth have moved in together, taking the next step in their relationship. Sarah suggested they work together in their new space to create their very own vision board as a couple.
Yeah, so I've done vision boards in all the homes I've lived in. I just feel the universe responds when you put it out there. You know, the whole manifestation thing and...
Yeah, it's sick. I never knew about it, but Sarah's just told me before. Like, I can just put all the cool shit I want up on the wall with her stuff and then, like, the universe or some shit just brings it to me.
But it appears that Sarah's previous vision boards weren't enough to manifest a calm, spiritual boyfriend. So I've put my favourite song lyric up on the wall. It's from Britney. It reads, "I'm stronger than yesterday," and it keeps me on track.
Yeah, and I've stuck mine up too. It's Jay-Z. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Classic.
That's not... Okay, so Gareth, that's not really the idea behind, like, a vision.
It's... What do you mean? I've got struggles in my life, but you are not one of them.
Yeah, I guess. I've already put up Enjoy the Journey with a picture of a sunset in the back. Background.
Yeah, I've done the same, but mine says enjoy the journey, ... as long as it's on a Harley. Because if I put it up there, Sarah reckons a Harley Davidson's just going to come into my life. Sick.
No, that's not what I meant.
Well, the bloke who's riding it is riding into the sunset anyway, so it's just like yours, but better.
Oh, my God. I have my favourite movie poster, Eat, Pray, Love, and that really resonates. And I've also stuck up a dream catcher.
Yep, for me, Scarface poster. Had it since I was 14 anyway. And here's the moose head that I had taxidermed. One of my best kills. Actually, probably my best kill.
I've got Girls Just Want to Have Fun because it's important to just keep everything in perspective. Even if a certain someone is getting on your nerves.
I've just got, yeah, the boys. Because boys actually like to have a shitload of fun too.
Yeah, and here's one that I've just thought of. So no one is perfect. That's why pencils have erasers, Gareth. To just remind me that no one is perfect and that's fine, even if you've just signed on a 12-month lease with this person.
And I've just got enjoy the little things.
Yep.
But then look closer.
Yeah.
Then it's got tiny little letters
like
masturbation. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. Babe! Wait, babe!
It's time for everyone's favourite game. What drink is Cecilia, the AI bartender, mixing for you?
I'm just so privileged to have Cecilia, the world's first robot AI bartender, pouring the drinks tonight. Just got to figure out what she's making for you. Got two players taking on each other. A couple of cocktail lovers. Player number one tonight is Tanya. Hello, Tanya.
Hi, how are you?
Loves a cocktail, does she? Loves a cocktail?
I do, absolutely. Espresso martini all the way.
Oh, espresso martini with the girls, or just a couple of espresso martinis, please. Yeah.
Yes, please.
We'll probably start with espresso martini, and what the hell, who are we kidding? We're going to end with espresso martini. So. Okay, and on line two, we got Lisa. Good evening, Lisa.
Hey, Danny, how are you?
The ladies come flocking for the cocktail game. Oh, you're a cocktail girl as well?
for sure, all the way.
All right, cool. So this is how it's going to work. One on one. We'll ask the first question to Tanya, second question to Lisa, etc. You will have the chance to answer the question. If you get it correct, it's a point for you. If you get it incorrect, chance to steal from the other person. Okay. Just got to listen to the magic mix that Cecilia's making. She'll be saying the ingredients. She'll be saying what she's doing. And you'll have a couple of seconds to answer what cocktail it is. So, first question to Tanya. Which drink is Cecilia the AI bartender mixing for you?
Cecilia the AI bartending robot is now mixing triple sec, tequila, lime juice, and crushing ice. Crushing it.
Oh, no. Any idea, Tanya?
Is Long Island iced tea?
Ooh. Incorrect. Chance
Lisa,
to steal.
Yeah,
easy then, Lisa. Easy, Lisa. You'll have a chance to steal. What do you think it is?
I think a mojito.
What? Incorrect. Margarita.
Oh
no.
Oh, bugger.
It's all right. Okay, we go to the next question. This time, Lisa, to go first. Brand new cocktail that Cecilia is about to mix. Here we go.
Lime, white rum, sugar syrup, and slapping mint leaves. Slapping them.
Any idea that one, Lisa?
Okay, it was a little bit hard to hear, but I'm going to go with pina colada.
Ooh. No.
I could only hear one of the ingredients. It was, yeah.
Oh, well, not my problem. Tanya, any chance to steal?
It was a bit hard to hear as well. Are you able to play it again?
Oh, good. Oh, okay.
Lime, white rum, sugar syrup, and slapping mint leaves. Slapping them.
White rum and wine.
No, lime.
Oh, lime, white rum and, oh, well, oh, God.
Oh.
Is that it? No, that's not a mojito, is it?
Congratulations. Here is your mojito.
Whoa!
Woo-hoo!
Tanya draws first blood. Okay, round number three. Tanya, this one you will get to answer first. Go, take it away, Cecilia.
Cecilia, the AI bartending robot, is now mixing vodka, gin, white rum, tequila, triple sec, sugar syrup, lemon juice, and a splash of cola. Splash.
Easy, Cecilia. Don't waste all the booze at once. Any idea for this one, Tanya?
So that sounds like either the one I said first or I'm going to go with a dark and stormy.
Incorrect. Chance to steal, Lisa.
There you go.
Oh, gosh. Oh, geez. I'm a bit lost at the minute with that one. Like, I thought,
That's all right. We move on to the next one. By the way, it was a Long Island iced tea, guys.
Congratulations.
Long Island iced tea.
Long Island iced tea.
All right, here's the next one. Lisa, your chance now. This is going well.
Cecilia, the AI bartending robot, is now mixing Malibu rum, coconut cream, pineapple juice.
Oh.
Pina colada!
Whoa!
Yay!
Congratulations, here is your pina colada.
Okay, the bad news is, for everyone else, it's now 1-1, which means we're going to continue playing the game. Here you go, Tanya. Next one.
Okay. Cecilia, the AI bartending robot, is now mixing gin, dry vermouth, olive, and spearing an olive with a toothpick. Spearing it.
Cecilia.
Is that just a gin martini?
Congratulations. Here is your martini.
Woo! 2-1 to Tanya. Yep. All right, Lisa, here we go. This is your one.
Cecilia, the AI bartending robot, is now mixing peach schnapps, cranberry juice, orange juice, vodka, unknown feelings of arousal towards humans. Initiating.
Jesus.
Oh, gosh.
You got to get this one to stay in the game.
Oh, my gosh, I do, don't I? Look, I don't think it is, but I'm going with it. Orgasm!
Oh!
It's quite funny, quite humorous.
No, not quite.
No.
It unfortunately is Sex on the Beach.
Oh, Sex on the Beach.
But it means Tanya walks away with $100 tonight to spend at U Foods.
Yay, thank you.
2-1 in the end. Jesus. I don't think Cecilia will be returning next week. I don't know if that concept's going to take off. Old Cecil.
It's time for more perfectly reasonable movie sequels. The creators of Pulp Fiction bring you Pulp Friction.
Do you have any lube?
No, I don't. I've got coconut oil in the kitchen.
No, that can weaken the condom.
I got Vaseline.
No, that's not a thing.
Orange juice?
Yeah, that should work.
Okay.
The creators of Charlotte's Web bring you Charlotte's Webcam.
So, Charlotte, I'll just hand over to you.
Okay, thank you, Simon. So, basically...
Charlotte, you might have to go into another room. Nope, we've lost her. Rosemary, do you have anything to add from the sales team whilst we're just waiting on Charlotte?
And the creators of Night at the Museum bring you Fight at the Museum.
So it's super exciting. We've got the dinosaur exhibition. We expect to have all that arrive from Paris by Monday. That'll give us 2 weeks to set up in the Archer Pavilion. The Banksy exhibition will coincide with that in the Walker Hall in the South Wing, and of course our yearly ancient Egypt display in the main gallery. Very exciting.
Oh, no, I thought we agreed Banksy was in the main gallery and the ancient Egypt display would be in the South Wing.
No.
Okay, all right, okay. It's just that I've organised all the space for the lighting with it in the South Wing.
No, this happened last year, David. It's because you don't listen.
I do listen.
David, don't raise your voice at me. We agreed that the Egyptian display would go in the main gallery as planned because Tutankhamun's ribcage worked better near the gift shop.
Health experts call for Australian governments to ban cigarette sales by 2030.
So sneaky.
Leading public health researchers say Australian governments need to start planning for the phasing out of retail cigarette sales. Several plans have been proposed for the removal of tobacco sales, including phasing out products by 2030. I like that idea. I mean, you couldn't just do a blanket ban tomorrow. People would be rioting in the streets again. People would bring some sort of noose to Parliament House. They wouldn't accept it. According to a piece published in the Medical Journal of Australia, or the MJA, by Associate Professor Coral Gartner, an international expert in tobacco control policy for the University of Queensland, several markets have already moved to reduce tobacco supply. They've likened the decision to the removal of unsafe products such as contaminated food, asbestos, and lead paint from the market. The Netherlands has legislated for supermarkets to stop selling ciggies by 2024. The Langa City Council in the Philippines passed an ordinance to end tobacco sales in 2016. Oh, they've already done it. We're behind the Philippines, guys. What else is there? Oh, Beverly Hills City Council and Manhattan Beach City Council in the US ended tobacco sales at the start of this year. Jesus. Land of the free. New Zealand's also proposed a significant reduction in the number of tobacco retailers as well.
On the other side of the ocean.
Now, updated packaging is not enough of a deterrent, say experts. If the industry can agree on a time frame to phase out the retail sale of ciggies, Gartner and her colleagues believe argue retail business will now then have time to create new business models that don't rely on these sales. According to data from the Cancer Council, tobacco smoking remains the leading preventable cause of death and disease in Australia, claiming the lives of around 24,000 Aussies every year. Well, it's a win-win. Apart from the smokers, of course, which are the main problem in this story.
But pick the percentage.
What better topic than to do tonight for the segment Pick the Percentage? Sorry. I have to figure out, and we posted on social media earlier on today, the question to ban the ciggy by 2030. Yay to the ban or nay to the ban? I've got to figure out what segment of society would want the cigarette banned and which segment and percentage of society would not. How well do I know this great land of ours? Am I a man of the people? Am I in touch with both groups? My hunch immediately says an overwhelming majority want to ban the Ciggy by 2030. I think 2030 really takes the edge off things. I think it would be a different story if they said ban the Ciggy by 2022. It's too quick. You've got 10, basically 10 years to figure your shit out. I've, of course, got to factor in the percentage of people that smoke that are just hard-nosed, go, no, my body, my choice. And, of course, some people go nuts for their freedoms to smoke in public, which apparently every now and then overrules other people's freedoms to not have to smell your smoke in public. I mean, I think that's the big one, isn't it? And that's probably the biggest health crisis in the country dividing the world right now as well. I can't think of any others off the top of my head. But the cigarettes, to go or not, this had a lot of traction on social media, producer Renee.
Danny, I think you're very in touch with the people. You've done your research. You're quite in tune with what's going on.
Well, I know the topics people want to hear about. Do I know the percentages of these voters, though? My gut says it's an 80-20 to ban. I think it's an overwhelming, but there's still a pretty rusted on 20% that either smoke and don't want to stop, or I'm just like, no, it's a slippery slope, man. Once you take away the cancer sticks, then you take away everything else. Which has proved in the past that that's not the case. So,
with the final percentage votes on Instagram right now, but can I just tell you, at the start of this break, it's changed by only 1%. Are you ready for the answer?
I'm ready. 80 to ban, 20 to not ban.
81% to ban, 19% no.
In touch with the people.
On the money at the start of the break. Like I said, it was 80-20. You are a winner, Lakey. You are a winner.
I've got a 1% swing either way. It's the first time I've nailed it as well. I've been off on some topics. There's one thing I know. Ban the Ciggy. Ban it, I say. But, I mean, leave a couple left over for spin, obviously. Danny
Lakey. Triple M.